621 1320 WILS. Well, look, if you're watching the news or listening to the news, the report is that this is it. This is the story that's going to do it now. The excitement is, well, you can just taste it in the air. It's that Donald Trump Jr., some say, has basically confirmed collusion with the Russian government. Let's get some really fair analysis. Let's hear from Cameron Clifton, political strategist Cameron Clifton, who's been following this story like all of us. Cameron, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here and talk about this.
Yeah. So now the last piece of news I saw is that there's this email exchange where Trump Jr. gets an email from a friend, says, hey, I've got this Russian government attorney. They've got a very high-level sensitive information on Hillary. And Trump Jr. responds with, I love it. And now everyone's up in arms over this. What do you make of that?
Well, I tell you, if I had a dollar for every time in my career that someone has asked me to take a look at oppositional research, or could I find some, or could I analyze what they've got, or could I pass it on, mm-hmm. you and I could fly anywhere we want and have dinner anywhere we want.
Okay, so you're saying this is common, a common practice?
I'm saying that it's extraordinarily common, and I'm saying that the hypocrisy of the left to try to turn this into something other than what it is, which is that an attorney, apparently a Russian attorney, not affiliated with the government in any official capacity, not on staff, not part of the Russian government, was said to have had some intel on Hillary Clinton's dealings with the Russians. You and I could pick that up off of Google. She sold national assets to them for her foundation. She colluded with them on so many things through George Soros that are in books all over the place. So it's all documented. But they're so, the left, honestly, Michael, they're so desperate to pin something on and change the conversation around our president, mm-hmm. that they lose sight of what's yellow journalism, what's, you know, not fit to print,
right.
but what their obligation as the Fourth Estate is.
They've got plenty of these Republicans out there saying that they do feel this somehow crossed the line, especially because we're talking about a foreign government, and that this...
Okay, so...
Go ahead.
So let me ask you this. When I hear someone, and I don't know who these Republicans are because, you know, I only saw John McCain and his buddy Lindsey. So yeah. Those two, whatever comes out of their mouths, you just have to discount it. You know, I don't think that Republicans as a whole, and certainly not conservatives and certainly not populists, people who are looking every single day for what is the president doing and what is the administration doing to keep their promises and to keep the country on a trajectory mm-hmm. that's amazing right now.
Well, because you'll see allies of, let's say, the Bush family, and as you're saying, McCain and Lindsey Graham, they're outraged by this. Why do you think they're being so vocal then?
Because that's who they are. They, you know, they don't like Donald Trump. He's not one of them. And, you know, they have always been a little, you know, off the path. Mm-hmm. But it gets worse every year.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, it's time for us. I mean, you introduced me as bringing, you know, some like fairness and insight to this. And I hope that I am.
Level-headed analysis. Yeah.
Well, I hope so, because here's the thing, what we deserve as a country is what they're going to do in August, which is they're going to stay in place and work. What we do not deserve is to have to measure every single word we read in the media is whether or not it is something, you know, remotely based on facts that we can draw our own conclusions about, or is it just sheer propaganda?
Right.
And we have come to the place where the Fourth Estate, in my opinion, is pretty much now, as far as the left is concerned, they're the fifth column.
They want to
undermine this president.
Yeah,
they're going to do everything possible to get that done.
Cameron Clifton here on 1320 WILS. They're pushing for collusion, right? That's the word they want to really be able to plug into the Trump administration. Is there anything that would make you feel, any piece of information that would come out that would make you say, you know what, I do, that does look like some kind of collusion that occurred between the Trump campaign?
Not not as it applies to oppositional research. No.
Okay.
And that's all that this really was, as far as I can tell. Every single thing I've read said that, you know, that's what it was. And in the interim, what I realized actually late yesterday is that the interloper, the person between Donald Trump Jr. and the Russian attorney, the person who contacted him and said, you know, I've got this woman, she can give us intel, blah, blah, blah. And he said, you know, that's great, let's do that. She claims she never had that. So it's another one of those circular conversations that happens all the time in politics.
Yeah. Now, when you're
go nowhere.
As a strategist, Cameron, what do you do when you get this kind of information against an opponent, a political opponent? What do you typically do when you hear it?
Well, it depends on most oppositional research everyone already has anyway. I mean, you know, because most people that are in politics lead a pretty public life, and whatever. And if you live in a community, you can pretty much know everything about them before it goes on. What happens most of the time, though, it's not used because it's not relevant. And if you use it against your opponent, then they will certainly find something to use against you. And so there used to be not so long ago, kind of a gentleman's agreement, if you will, around, not going after people's families, not, you know, digging up dirt that wasn't relevant to a person's moral character, because, you know, everybody has things that they wish, you know, they didn't have to talk about.
Right.
But in this case, the left media, and we talked about this the last time I was on, Mike, is that the left media is using everything at their disposal, everything, in terms of, you know, media outlets and information sources, to undermine President Trump's work.
Well, but
and as I can tell, they're losing.
They're trying to draw a picture. They look at the Trump administration. The Trump campaign was eager to kind of go after Hillary with these kinds of underhanded ways, where the Clinton campaign was, you know, playing it fair across the board.
But that's not. Yeah, that's the way they're saying it, but that's actually not true. And the reality is that there's probably precious little that you could say about the Clintons that is not already public and common knowledge. The public is usually willing to be pretty forgiving about things. They have short memory. They think about, okay, so what have they done for me lately? Everybody else's senator or representative is, you know, a jerk. Mine's fabulous, unless you live in New Jersey and then your governor is not fabulous.
Right.
But for the most part, people are pretty forgiving. And what they look at is, what have they done for me lately? Well, when you have Trump, our president, and they cannot do away with him. That's what's actually driving them crazy. He is the president of the United States. He is making a speech. He made a speech in Warsaw that set a new tone for the world, and they cannot stand it.
Nothing, yeah. Well, and there was that Harvard study that showed that coverage of Trump is 80% negative across the board.
Absolutely.
Yeah, incredible numbers. And look, Cameron, I wish we had more time, because, you know, I could chat with you the rest of the show. But it is Cameron Clifton, political strategist Cameron Clifton, right here on 1320 WILS. Cameron, always love getting your analysis. Thank you very much.
God bless you, and I look forward to our next chat.
We'll talk soon.